present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. After the recent controversy about depraved and perverting messages being conveyed in some song recordings when they're listened to backwards, I'm pleased to confirm that this program does no such thing. If it's depraved and perverting messages you're after, we suggest you listen to this program forward, as intended. And here to dabble with your unconscious mind, unless you're able to stay awake, are on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer, and back in his chair at last, Graham Garden. Regular listeners will recall that our regular scorer, Samantha, has been away for the past few weeks, engaged in the making of a short film overseas. In her absence, it's her Scandinavian replacement, Sven, who's been doing all the scoring. Due to enormous public demand, would you please welcome, for the first time in the history of this program, our two scorers, Samantha and Sven. I'm proud to say that normally we wouldn't have the budget to afford two scorers on a costly high-tech program such as this. However, both our teams have, quite unbeknown to them, generously donated half their wages today to fund the enterprise. So, Sven and Samantha, the £7.49 in this jam jar will be yours after the show. Right, we'll start with a round entitled Last Episode. In this round, the aim is to suggest a line likely to close a long-running radio or TV series and to clear the airwaves to make room for personalities who could do with a little more coverage, such as Terry Wogan and Jeremy Beadle. I shall supply the names of the programmes, but to completely put you off, I've instructed Colin Sell to try and play their theme tunes. Barry, your programme is Prisoner Cell Block H.
Who left that bleeding door open? It all escaped. That would end the program, wouldn't it? It's a good round, this.
Graham, your program's a film, in fact, a series of films. It's the James Bond series. Bond.
Now, look here, Q. I'm tired of this tape you've been playing on the car stereo. I'm going to press the eject button.
That would end.
Tim, since you and Willie are already behind on points, I've got two programs.
Head on laughs.
You can have two programs. You've got two programs, so you can double the score. The first one is Question of Sport, and the second one, Home and Away. Question of Sport first.
Well, that would kill it off, having Collins self playing the signature. Now, this question is for you, Ian. Look at the screen. Here we see your wife entering a room. She draws the curtains, nice curtains, by the way, and switches the bedside light on. There's a knock at the door, and as you see, a man comes in. Now, it's Bill Beaumont. What happens next?
Right, Tim, now, what about Home and Away?
We can't have Home and Away this week because it's a draw.
Right, Willie, you do London's Burning.
All right. What's that? What's Corey doing on the piano?
He's cleaned it up himself, don't worry.
Enter left, a fireman. Bad news. London's burnt.
I'll do a spin-off, they'll move to Reading.
Right, teams, the next game's called Antithetical Duets, and it calls for supreme mental dexterity, perfect pitch, and someone to explain the title. These are the rules as I understand them. Each team has a song. The first team starts to sing their song until I do this. At which point the other team start to sing their song. And when I do this, again, the first team should start singing their song again from the exact point where they left off, and so on. When I do this, I've pressed the wrong buzzer. Barry and Graham, will you start to sing Roses of Picardy? Tim and Willie, your song is Red Roses for a Blue Lady. Barry and Graham, you can start.
Roses are shining in Picardy, in the hush of spring.
Roses for a blue lady, Mr. Florist, take one order, please. We have a silly
of the silvery dew. Roses are flowering, pick up
quarrel,
home and away.
Hug these pretty flowers, chase the blues away, wrap up some red.
But there's never a rose like you,
for a blue lady.
And the roses which are
tender to the sweetest
south with the summertime, and are only found
in town. And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick
your mother's one rose that died.
Yes, white orchid for her wedding gown.
Picardy.
Oh. Okay, well done, teams. Very good. Now on to a game called Sounds Peculiar, which incidentally was an original suggestion for the title of this program. Another one was Sounds Rubbish. Teams, I shall be playing you some unusual sound effects which I'd like you to identify. We're going to start with you, Barry, and this one's for you.
That's the Red Sea being parted by Charleston Heston.
Here's your sound.
Ah, disaster strikes the Prince of Wales truss.
And finally, Willie, here's one for you.
William Rees Mogg, engaged in gratuitous sex and violins.
Excellent. Extensive scientific research carried out on behalf of this program has revealed that most dogs are able to understand a surprising amount of the films their owners like to watch on television. They struggle a bit during a Peter Greenaway, but don't we all? Teams, I'd like you please to suggest some films that dog lovers might enjoy watching with their dogs.
Ah, would you like me to offer you one?
I would, Willie, yes, right. Please.
The Man with the Golden Retriever.
Beatles film Welp.
K-9 and a Half Weeks. Starring Kim Bassett Hound. Just a dream.
Graham?
The Doberman Always Rings Twice. Starring Barbara Bach and David Yip.
Not to mention Deborah Kerr. Also appears in A Tale of Two Shih Tzus.
Also the an Irish film, The Turd Man, starring Jeremy Beadle.
Watch out for Close Encounters of the Turd Kind. Fiddler on the Woof.
Bart to the Future. The Hound of Music, starring Spaniel Massey.
Chihuahua Dundee.
Michael Crawford in Whoopsie Apocalypse.
Any more?
Days of Wine and Rover.
Raging Bulldog with Haile Selassie.
And Pooper Scooper Man.
And during the, during the intermission, Michael Caine in The Beagle Has Landed.
Reach for the Sky Terrier with Kenilmore playing the lead.
Lassie.
Okay. Now here's a very amusing game, and another firm favourite of Samantha's. I shall randomly select some popular gramophone records and play them on my music centre for team members to sing along to. After a few moments, through the magic of technology, the sound will disappear. If on its return you're still in time with the music, I shall be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Shut up. This week's prize is a completely house-trained colony of African gorillas. Graham, will you join the immaculate Cockney accent of Dick Van Dyke singing Chim Chim Cherry?
Oh, yes, I must.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cherry. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheru. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you. Or blow me a kiss. Two, three, four. And that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been sprung, you may think a sweep's on the bottommost rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in the old wide world there's no hippier bloke. Chim, chim, wait for me, Vic.
Thank you, David Bellamy. Now, you didn't get very close. No. I have to say that, Graham.
I'm very pleased about that.
But you get three marks anyway. Tim, I'd like you and Frankie Vaughan to sing Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. This is Frank. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, I can tell, Dolly. You're still glowing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the bands playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. 2, 3, 4, so take a rap, fellas. Fighter in empty.
Edging closer all the time.
Oh, closer than Frankie.
Hello, comic.
Willie, would you join your old friend Lee Marvin and sing Wandering Star?
Wheels are made for rolling, mules are made to pack. Never seen a sight that is on a better looking bag.
I think dogs will enjoy that as well, quite frankly. This is a program for dogs.
Right, Barry, would you put this on your hair and sing The Wanderer with Dion?
Oh, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. When pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Well, there's Flo on my left arm and there's Mary on my right. And Janie is the girl that I'll be with.
Yeah. The winner. And now a game called Suitcases. Which listeners might like to play at home instead of listening to this program. Our teams have decided to go on holiday to escape the endless parade of showbiz gala evenings and baying fans. They have to pack their suitcases for this holiday, but entirely with objects beginning with a certain letter, which I shall give them. The other team is allowed to challenge if they think an object won't be needed or won't fit into the suitcase. William, Tim, your letter is A. Start packing.
A piece of soap. A towel. A toothbrush.
A challenge from Graham.
Female companion.
Challenge from Graham.
Yeah, I think it's the word that has
nitpicking again.
Nitpicking, I know.
Yeah. But
oh, I see. Oh,
right. Yeah. We'll give you another chance, Tim.
An armadillo. That's the buxom woman I was looking for.
And then elastoplast.
What? Challenge from Graham.
An elastoplast. The only way I can get to pronounce it right. That's fair enough.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
Art Royal.
Challenge from Barry.
Folding.
No, no, pureed.
Ah, fair enough.
Carry aerosols.
On. And the same to you, mate. Agony aunt. Made up.
Challenge from Barry.
Specify which agony aunt.
Why?
I want to know if she'll fit.
Challenge.
It's a deflated Claire
Rayner. Right? Yeah.
And Tim gets to blow her up.
Well, okay, carry on. Close it.
A lot of unsuccessful challenges so far.
An other armadillo.
Alan Ladd.
Avril Angers.
Archie Andrews.
Amazing Grace.
Graham, you challenged.
Yeah, I don't think you can have Archie Andrews without Peter Brough, and that starts with a PB.
Yes, I'll uphold that. Will you carry on, Barry and Graham? Your letter is B.
Oh,
B.
Right. The Borgias.
Challenge from Tim.
That starts with T.
And you'd be well advised not to drink it.
No, I'll turn that down in the interest of balance.
That begins with B, isn't it?
Balance.
On you go.
Borgias the. A bust. Butter Mountain. Billericay.
Challenge from Tim.
How can you take the town of Billericay?
The two selected inhabitants of same. Very small. Crouching.
No, crouching. I don't think I'll allow that.
They're very good
carry
friends.
On with
don't
A.
Point the finger.
You've got a few more A's there, I think. Tim.
An ant.
What?
An ant.
You started it.
An angina. An armchair.
Oh. Challenge from Graham.
In a suitcase. An ant.
Well, not for long. Not with the angina. It'll all be
no.
You've got to feed
Willie.
The angina somehow, haven't you?
Willie, go on.
Oh, an armada.
An ant.
Challenge from somebody or other.
Yes. Now, I thought armada was pushing it a bit. How many?
Pushing the boat out.
Yeah. All right.
All right,
yes,
we'll withdraw
won't.
The
yeah.
Armada.
I'll give you that. Any more bees?
Ambrose and his orchestra.
A bucket?
That's an A. No, you wouldn't want
that's
that.
That's an A, yeah.
What was that, a bucket?
A bucket, yes.
Yes, a bucket.
A bladderwort. Annika Rice. No challenge.
No challenge.
Yeah, Tim, you challenged.
I want to know why you want to take Annika Rice on holiday.
Well, the best bit starts with a B.
I'll have to hurry you along.
A team. Billabong.
A beetle.
No. That'll make up for anything Annika has to say. All the bees are out the window.
Yes, I'll accept that challenge. Have you got any more A's, you two? Challenge from Graham.
They didn't challenge.
Wrong. You didn't challenge.
An A to Z, or wherever it is we're going.
An E flat baboon.
I'm going to ask you.
I want to know why Barry's packing our suitcase.
Yeah. I'm going to ask, at this crucial juncture, I'm going to ask the audience who they think won. Who won, them or them?
Colin Sell.
No,
tiebreaker.
Colin Sell. Right, in that case.
Well done, Colin.
Funny you should mention that almost forgotten name, because our next round will require the services of Colin Sell. Colin, you may not know, was playing the piano in the 60s with a number of groups that went on to make it under a different name after he'd left. There was Earth, Wind and Colin Sell, Sonny and Sell, and of course Colin Sell and his Rolling Stones. Only the last of these failed to improve in his absence. Anyway, this game's called Singer and the Song, and in it I shall be asking team members to sing a well-known song in the style of a famous personality. Willie, you can start this one. Will you sing The Girl That I Marry as Tony Benn?
Oh, right, we're going to balloon. The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be there. Instead of flitting, I'll be sitting next to her, and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be.
It comes from smoking a pipe. Barry, will you sing Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away as Ian Paisley?
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. You're gonna give your love to me. I wanna love you night and day. You know my love not fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show it and you drive me back. Your love for me has got to be real for you to know just how I feel. Oh God, I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. You're gonna give your love to me. For love to last more than just one day. A love that's love and not fade away.
Graham Garden, here's one for you. Oh. You sing My Way as George Formby. Cue Colin Sell.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case of which I'm certain. I've lived a life this full, I've travelled each and every highway, and more, much more than this side of the highway. Again, too few to mention, I did what I had to do and saw it through without exception. I planned each tough course, each careful step along the byway, and more much more than this, I did it my way.
Right, and it's up to you now, Tim, to sing I Want to Be Like You as John Major.
Now on the
king of the stringers. Yes, I am Jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and go right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. I want to be like you.
What?
I want to be like you. I want to be like you. Is it true? An ape like me. Come learn to be a human too. Oh, no, I can't.
Well, I'm sorry to report that Samantha and Sven have done nothing but giggle and exchange telephone numbers throughout this program, so nobody's got any points at all. You might have just as well have stayed at home.
What did you call me in the middle of that, Willie?
I just pointed to the
Are you
once.
Having a private
once.
Conversation?
Oh, once.
I want to be like you.
Oh, I see. I didn't think it was
Do you mind?
Yes,
sorry. I'm introducing the last round.
Well, carry on.
Yeah. Don't mind us. Carry on. Anyway, I said...
All right. Let's finish off with a round of limericks. Teams, I shall supply you individually with the first line, which I would like you to continue taking one line at a time. And the theme this week is transport. Okay, Graham? Your first line is, if you're hoping to travel by train...
If you're hoping to travel by train, then you're totally out of your brain.
You'll be squashed in the rush.
The compartment's a crush.
And you're wedged next to Robbie Coltrane.
Tim, your first line is, in London, if travelling by car...
In London, if travelling by car, chances are you won't get very far. How true, they say.
It's deeply unpleasant.
Ah! Mornington Crescent.
Ha, 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 ha.
Here's one for you, Barry. When travelling in Holland by bike.
When travelling in Holland by bike, something happened that I didn't like.
I had a mishap.
When I hit a Dutch cap.
And my finger got stuck in a dike.
Jolly good. Willie, your first line is, when deciding to travel by plane...
When deciding to travel by plane, you'll find it a hell of a strain.
The leg room's too small. There's no room at all. And you're wedged next to Robbie again.
All right, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time from all of us here. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Willie Rushton, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Graham Garden were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.